Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
OpenAI introduces a memory feature in ChatGPT, allowing it to remember user interactions and preferences, aiming to personalize conversations and streamline tasks. This update is expected to significantly boost productivity and customer experience for both individual and enterprise users. With the ability to control memory settings, OpenAI ensures user privacy while enhancing ChatGPT's efficiency and intelligence. Despite the potential for increased data privacy concerns, the feature presents a notable advancement in making AI interactions more relevant and user-friendly. That and many, many more stories tonight. You're listening to Geek News Central, episode 1723, coming to you this Thursday, February 15th. I'm your host, Todd Cochran. A big shout out to our primary sponsor at GoDaddy.com, powering Geek News Central. Grab their deals at geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy. And hey, to all our awesome listeners, you're the real MVPs. Contribute your time, talent, or treasure at geeknewscentral.com/insider by becoming a GNC insider. Pick up a modern podcast app from podcastapps.com. Join our value for value movement by downloading a modern podcast app. To all our amazing listeners out there, a big virtual hug. Dive into our digital hub at geeknewscentral.com. Don't forget to check out our partner shows, all linked up at the top of the Geek News Central website. Get on board and don't forget to follow and subscribe via your modern podcast app. Sign up for the newsletter while you're at it. You can always join the chat room at geeknews.chat. And if you have feedback, email geeknews@gmail.com, geeknews@gmail.com, or catch me on X at Geek News. Of course, you can find me on Facebook. And a massive salute to GoDaddy, the longest continuous sponsor of podcasts, where really this is where you start saving today and connecting your digital future. We want to thank GoDaddy for being a longtime sponsor here. And of course, you can pick up great products and services. Those products and services, again, geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy. And it starts off really with an incredible savings of $11.99 for a new domain name, or $6.99 a month economy hosting with a free domain, professional email, and an SSL certificate for the first year, or $12.99 a month managed WordPress hosting for a free domain, professional email, and again, an SSL certificate for the first year. So those two hosting deals, $6.99 economy hosting, $12.99 a month managed WordPress hosting, again, all include a free domain, professional email, and an SSL certificate. Get over there and get connected. Or you get a free trial of GoDaddy website builder, your choice of personal, business, or business plus plans. That's a 1 month free trial. Your support keeps this podcast online, the independent writing team employed. You support a small group of independent content creators using one of my promo codes. You will support us in that effort. Thank you for being so supportive. Share these codes with your friends, family members, people that you know. And again, make sure that you're subscribed to the podcast to get all the latest tech news. GoDaddy has helped thousands of our listeners save thousands of dollars each and every month with our non-expiring promo codes. Lock in the savings. These promo codes are the best value available. Plus, you help us by sharing them again with your friends. Hope everybody's doing well. Here we are close to the end of the week, and I'm looking forward to Friday. I don't know about all of you. Hope you're doing well. Just pretty normal stuff here. Pretty busy, cranking away. It's, you know, it's just the grind, I guess, is the best way to say it. But definitely kind of standard stuff going on here. Nothing too special. All right, let me go ahead and jump into our first story tonight. And really, it's a big one. And this was an announcement that came out of ChatGPT by having a memory feature. And matter of fact, as I was prepping for the show today, I noticed that this option is available now for me. But it's kind of curious because it comes at a time when I'm starting to use ChatGPT less on the public side, because we've basically, over at Blueberry, we've got our beta in test for our AI tools for podcasting, and I've been heavily testing in that, and very, very excited about being able to introduce that to the podcasting community. But as you chat with ChatGPT, you can ask it to remember something specific or let it pick up details itself. ChatGPT's memory will get better the more you use it, and you'll start to notice the improvements over time, according to OpenAI. The memory feature is expected to increase productivity and enhance customer experience for organizations. OpenAI said it will make the feature available to its enterprise customers as part of the wider rollout. For enterprise and team users, memory can be useful when using ChatGPT for work. It can learn your style and preferences and build upon past interactions. And this is going to save time and lead to more relevant and insightful responses. The memory feature will help in repeatability, quality, and most important, productivity, because the user won't need to type again and again and again. The information saved in the user's ChatGPT memory will be used to train OpenAI's models. However, the user can opt to hold back their chats or information being used for training the AI model. However, the company won't train on ChatGPT team and enterprise. So this is important. The information saved in the user's ChatGPT memory will be used to train OpenAI's models. OpenAI emphasizes it's giving control to the hands of the users, allowing them to decide what the chatbot should remember. If you want ChatGPT to forget something, just tell it. You can also view and delete specific memories or clear all memories in one setting. In addition, users can use a temporary chat feature if they'd like to chat with ChatGPT without using memory. Temporary chat would work similar to incognito or private mode in browsers and will not appear in history. So this is going to be an interesting move, and lots of security concerns around this for sure. So we'll see where this leads. AI-powered romantic chatbots, according to Ars Technica, is a privacy nightmare. They collect the massive amounts of data with little disclosure about its use. Analysis of 11 so-called romance and companion chatbots published on Wednesday by the Mozilla Foundation has found a litany of security and privacy concerns with the bots. Collectively, the apps, which have been downloaded more than, get this, 100 million times, gather a huge amount of people's data, use trackers that send information to Google, Facebook, and companies in Russia and China, and allow users to use weak passwords and lack transparency about their ownership and the AI models that power them. So be careful out there. If you are using a romantic AI service, and many of these allow you to create your own AI girlfriend or boyfriend, promotion image on their pages depict a chatbot sending a message just saying, just bought new lingerie, want to see it? The app's privacy documents, according to the Mozilla, says it won't sell people's data. However, when the researcher tested the app, they found it sent out 24,354 ad trackers within 1 minute of use. Romantic AI, like most of the companies highlighted in Mozilla's research, did not respond for a request for comment. So just be aware out there, okay? The full article is linked up in the show notes, and you need to be careful here. Amazon has unveiled the largest text-to-speech model ever made, and I just wonder, I know that I had sold some audio of Geek News Central, over 2,000 hours went to a company to train a model, and I wonder if it went into the Amazon model. I think it's too, this has probably been in work some time, and maybe it was another company, but researchers at Amazon have introduced the largest text-to-speech model to date. The model-based TTS, text-to-speech, which stands for Big Adaptive Streamable TTS, could set the foundation for more human-like interactions. According to the research, it looks like extensive training for TTS models could improve reliability and versatility the same way that we see with large language models. And the text to speech models have been trained on 100,000 hours of speech data that lives in the public domain, which gives the tool a state of the art naturalness. More of the researchers found that even training the model in 10,000 hours of speech can result in improved ability to articulate complex sentences more naturally, unlike your host here at Geek News Central. So, interesting move per se. Hey, did want to give a shout out to all our insiders. I don't have an insider to thank today. No insider donations over the past 3.5-4 days. So, again, I want to thank everyone that is contributing as an insider and providing value back in the means of treasure. Again, we're working towards a time, talent, or treasure model where I provide value in content and information, and you provide value back in time, talent, or treasure. We have had some folks doing some streaming sats. I do appreciate those folks that are doing that. I don't have that menu loaded at the moment. I apologize. But I know that when I looked at it yesterday, there was some streaming sats coming in from some of you that are using some of those new modern podcast apps at podcastapps.com. Now, I know you all want to support the show here at Geekness Central. So you, as a listener, can go over to geeknesscentral.com/insider and contribute a sustaining donation of $2, $5, $10, $15, $20, or $25 a month, or make an annual one-time donation to the show, which is greatly appreciated, or not even annual, maybe monthly. A varying amount of value provided, more value, or an appropriate amount of value given back. So I want to thank all of you that are insiders and really consider, in a big way, of becoming an insider of the show. We definitely need your support. We want to build our insider pool. That is going very slowly. So if I am providing value, which I feel I am, feel free to go over there and become an insider. And again, you can choose the level you want or make a one-time donation. And if, you're using that modern podcast app from podcastapps.com, guess what? You can provide value every minute that you listen to the show in streaming Satoshis that come back to the podcast. It's greatly appreciated when you do so. And we want to thank all of you that are currently supporting the podcast as an insider. All right, let's go ahead and move on here. If you're looking for an OLED, excuse me, an OLED MacBook Pro, bad news, it's apparently delayed until 2027. That's according to the folks over at TechRadar. Meanwhile, Windows 11 is about to fix two of its most frustrating flaws, and they're excited. And the Windows users apparently been putting up with this for some time. First up is, at long last, it looks like Microsoft will add the option to hide the news feed from the widget box. And secondly, a clear cutting, copying, and pasting. Now, Windows 11 is adding text labels to the cut, copy, and paste icons that appears when you right-click in File Explorer. If you've ever squinted at this pop-up menu to try to figure out exactly where to click, you'll know how useful these labels will be. Of course, you can still use the familiar keyboard shortcut if you prefer, but for those of you going through the context menus in File Explorer, this should make a significant difference. So you can see the blog post on Microsoft's latest updates for Windows. And for those of you using Windows, how happy are you currently with your Windows experience? Don't hear from our Windows users too much. So I'd love to hear how's it going with your Windows utilization. And if you like the current direction of Windows, love to hear that in feedback, geeknews@gmail.com. Once again, thousands of DoD personnel may have had their private data leaked. U.S. government admits 20,000 could be affected. A year after the cybersecurity incident, the U.S. Department of Defense has begun notifying the affected individuals. In February of last year, cybersecurity researcher Anurag Zen discovered a U.S. government email server that sat without proper passwords to protect its content. The exposed email server was hosted by on Microsoft Azure's government cloud for the Department of Defense, allowing to share sensitive but still unclassified data. This service offers servers that are physically disconnected from commercial customers and was part of an internal mailbox system that held some 3 terabytes of internal military emails, some of which referred to U.S. Special Operations Command, a military unit running Spec Ops. So once again, you know, and here's the story. And if you're a DoD employee, believe me, I understand this completely. You can make a ton more money in the private sector. And I think, you know, this often drives a situation in, and some of the stuff is contracted out. So it's contractors that are causing these issues as well. And with contracts being capped and salaries being capped, I just wonder at sometimes if this does not affect the level of technical expertise some of the DoD contractors are, you know, basically if their competency level, how high it is. BMW security error left valuable private company data exposed online as well. So it's not just the DoD. Another day, another misconfigured database. A security researcher approached TechCrunch claiming to have found a Microsoft Azure bucket that was misconfigured and thus set to public instead of private. He explained the bucket held script files, including Azure container access information, secret keys for accessing private bucket addresses, and details about other cloud services. He also found private keys for BMW's cloud services in China, Europe, and the U.S. The bucket also contained login credential for BMW's production and development database. Logical conclusion here is that if this individual could find it, so could malicious actors. Unfortunately, only BMW can say for how long the database remained unprotected and if anyone accessed it beforehand. The car maker's focus told the publication there was no evidence the incident affected customers or personal data. The database was locked down at the beginning of 2024. However, not finding evidence and something not happening are all obviously two different things. So again, misconfiguration. Meanwhile, a new Wi-Fi authentication bypass flaw exposes home and enterprise network. A couple of Wi-Fi authentication bypass vulnerabilities and found in open source software can expose enterprise and network attacks. This has been patched. The vulnerability identified and tracked is CVE-2023-52160 can be exploited against users connecting to an enterprise Wi-Fi network. The flaw can also allow attacker to trick a targeted user into connecting to a malicious Wi-Fi network set up to mimic a legitimate enterprise network. The vulnerability can be exploited against Wi-Fi clients or not properly configured to verify the certificate of the authenticated server, which unfortunately still often occurs, and particularly with Chrome OS, Linux OS, and Android devices. So apparently it's been patched. Impacted vendors have been informed Google has patched a vulnerability with the release of Chrome OS 118, and Android users should have fixes soon. A patch is also available for Linux, but it's up to Linux distributions to deliver to users. Mitigations are also available. Scary stuff. A Dutch startup secures $25 million to bring autonomous bricklaying robots to Europe. Now, this is going to, if this makes it to America, the unions in America are not going to be happy. What are they going to do? Are they going to make this bricklaying machine, which looks pretty impressive in the videos? This thing can work really 24/7, but you know, the question is, are they going to make it be apprentice for 3 years? Dutch startup Monumental thinks it has a solution. Fitted with sensors and computer vision, the fully electric machines use small crane-like arms to place bricks and mortar with human-level precision. They are small and nimble enough to go anywhere a person can. They say our agile, intelligent, adaptable robots and software blend human expertise with robotic efficiency. It doesn't look like it's as fast as a normal bricklayer, but it can work without coffee breaks. I'm sure someone has to feed it concrete. In the UK alone, there's estimated shortfall of 75,000 workers needed to build 300,000 houses each year, which was a target set by the government. But with interest rates the way they are, I wonder if that number is really the case. But the video is pretty cool. Link will be up in the show notes. You can check it out. How many of you know what a scout is? When I was growing up, my grandfather had a scout. It's a basically a utility truck. I absolutely loved the scout. And for those of you that have never seen one, there's an image of one in the show notes. It's the best way to describe it, probably America's version of a Land Rover. It just was a, you know, beat. You could beat this thing. You know, it was a hardcore utility vehicle. Production stopped in 1980, and Volkswagen acquired the rights to the brand when it bought Navistar International in 2020. VW could have let the brand name go, but instead it's decided to resurrect Scout as an EV-only marquee. The German automaker is one of the biggest in the world, but its market share in the U.S. is still relatively small. So in a bid to capture some relevancy, it made the risky decision to jump into one of the most competitive markets in the U.S., rugged trucks and SUVs, and now has a factory. And the CEO who used to head VW's North American businesses to churn out its adventure-themed fleet. And so this is kind of cool. Scout's future factory was set on 1,600 acres in South Carolina. They've got $1.3 billion in tax incentive package from the South Carolina legislature. And the company's staffing up and appointing top executives, design. And so it's going to be a while. But this is exciting. This is really exciting to see a Scout. I don't know. I'd rather have it come back in a gas-powered version, but I guess we'll have to settle for an EV. For those of you that use Knitter, Twitter or X's front end, Knitter dies as Musk wins war against third-party services. You know, he has changed all the API access to basically you have to pay for everything that you get that's not publicly available. Well, almost everything is available on Twitter. And, you know, they limited any access they could to monetize, or they can't monetize. So Knitter, which I never knew about, basically died its last breath here a few days ago. They just couldn't run the service because of all the restrictions that X had put down. So Knitter dies and Musk wins. In cyber news, the Department of Justice and FBI have disrupted a Russian intelligent botnet. U.S. authorities took down a network of hundreds of compromised small office and home office routers being used by the Russian military, specifically their intelligence department, to carry out global cyber espionage. Speaking at the Munich Cybersecurity Conference Thursday, FBI Director Christopher Wray said the operation aimed to kick the Russian GRU off a large network of compromised routers and lock the door behind them. The operation approved by the U.S. court in January dismantled the botnet used by GRU Military Unit 26165 that targeted Ubiquiti Edge OS routers that were still using public known default administrative passwords, which is just ridiculous. And where were these all at? Does it say? It doesn't say, but I guess it was all these Ubiquiti Edge OS routers that, were set to default. It's amazing how many times stuff just remains in their default username password, pure laziness on the router configuration administrator, incompetency at its best to let the Russians continue to infiltrate systems to be able to carry out cyber attacks. Indian government has moved to ban Proton Mail after a bomb threat. This is interesting. Apparently, someone sent an email to, it was a bomb threat, to schools via a Proton Mail account. And because they were unable to track the IP that sent it, they have definitely overreacted and said, okay, we're going to block Proton Mail for the entirety of India. So we'll see what happens with this. And again, Proton has a VPN as well. So I'm sure that played into this decision. Meta is passing on the Apple tax for boosted posts to advertisers. Now, my company, we use Boost and so forth to promote some of our Facebook content, but we do it via the browser. But anyone that's doing Boost via a mobile phone, via the iOS app or, and I guess, Android app, I guess, only iOS, they're going to retain a 30% service charge on the total ad payment. So if you boost for $100, it's going to cost you $130 through your app. So definitely worth the time to fire up your browser and make that boost via your browser. The United States via SpaceX launched a missile-detecting satellite into orbit. As concerns about Russia in space grow, this satellite, this launch, put up multiple satellites capable of detecting global missile launches. And less than a day after new concerns came to light regarding Russia's space-based weapons capability, the MDA pair of hypersonic and ballistic tracking space sensors, coupled with the SDA tracking layer satellites, whatever that is, will detect hypersonic, ballistic, and other advanced threats earlier than terrestrial radars, according to the Pentagon. This launch represents a pivotal moment for MDA as we enter a new phase of missile warning, tracking, and defense, said Lieutenant General Heath Collins, director of MDA. These HBTSS, boy, I tell you what, the military loves their acronyms, are essential step forward in our effort to stay ahead of adversaries. So good job on SpaceX and getting those satellites into space and increasing our national defense posture. Google Chrome is testing feature that hides your IP address from websites. Oh, this is interesting. IP protection is being tested in the Canary version of the browser. So how are they going to do this? The new feature will hide your IP address when you're logged into Google Chrome, limit what data suspected trackers see about your online habits, and redirect some content requests through privacy servers and send them directly to the website. It shouldn't be anywhere near as effective as using a VPN, but IP protection could be a very welcome feature for privacy enthusiasts. So this is not a VPN. Huh. Well, we'll have to see. We'll have to see what this results in. To hide the IP, very, very curious. New York City, you know, they're getting on the bandwagon. They're suing TikTok and Instagram for addicting children. Now, isn't it our responsibilities as parents to limit screen time? Isn't our responsibilities to implement browsing controls? Why does the state have to sue TikTok and Instagram? I really don't understand this. I don't understand this at all. But also adds a growing wave of litigation from state and local governments that target tech platforms for alleged addictive features that deceive and harm kids. The same set of social media companies faced a lawsuit from Maryland School District last June that also accused them of contributing to a mental health crisis. When does it not become the parents' responsibilities to protect our children? Isn't that our jobs? We got to have Big Brother. Got to have Big Brother come in and do the protection. We're not capable as parents to do this. So you got to have Big Brother come in. It irritates the living crap out of me. It really does. Spotify teams up with Bands in Town to make getting live tickets easier. You know, buying tickets to any type of online venue, it's just full of frustration. You won't necessarily see the integration for every artist or even exclusive for a single artist. The example Spotify and Bands in Town are using show events from both Bands in Town and directly from the other master of tickets, quote unquote. But if you love live music, Bands in Town is a pretty indispensable these days anyway. I've never even heard of the app. So that's what they're doing over there at Spotify. And again, another route for scalpers to go grab a bunch of tickets and then you not get any. DuckDuckGo drops a major update. Sync your valuable information across devices without selling your soul. I think we talked about this on the last show. But DuckDuckGo isn't mincing words. The DuckDuck browser purely boldly carries itself as a privacy-respecting alternative. You can't get it across many platforms, Windows, Mac, iPhone, and Android, but not Linux. It also declares that you can carry passwords and bookmarks across platforms without compromising your privacy. DuckDuckGo. Chrysler, and if when I saw this concept vehicle, it made me go, wow. Chrysler's announced a bold electric future with a stunning Halcon concept. You know, despite being close to its 100th birthday, the Chrysler brand has been somewhat mothballed by parent company Stellantis in recent years, once offering the gorgeous Windsor of the 1940s, the luxurious Long Imperial and New Yorker, as well as more recently the more divisive Crossfire. Chrysler now only really deals in the aging 300 sedan and the Pacifica minivan. But this new concept vehicle they've come up with, that is eyebrows. I don't react to cars very often, but this thing, oh my God, the concept vehicle they've come up with, it's freaking beautiful. It really, really is. The link will be up in the show notes. You got to check it out. It's absolutely beautiful. Supposedly and apparently and allegedly, Apple fans are starting to return their Vision Pros. For some, the Apple Vision Pro, the honeymoon is already over. It's probably no coincidence there's been an uptick on social media. Vision Pro owners say they're returning their $3,500 headsets in the past few days. Apple allows you to return any product within 14 days. Comfort is among the most cited reason for return. People have said the headset gives them headaches and triggers motion sickness. The weight of the device and the fact that most of it is front-loaded has been another complaint. The Verge product manager, Parker Ortolani, said in this post, they thought that using the device led to a burst blood vessel in his eye. At least one other person noted they had a similar experience with redness. To be fair, though, VR headsets users have reported dry eyes and redness for years, so this is nothing new. But we'll see. We'll see how this continues to go. Over in the European Union, it's now illegal to break encryption. This is a big, 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 big win. It's a victory for civil liberties, says privacy experts. So with this outstanding landmark judgment, the client-side scanning surveillance on all smartphones proposed by the EU Commission in its chat control bill is clearly illegal. It would destroy the protection of everyone instead of investigating suspects, commented European Parliament and digital freedom advocate Patrick Beyer of the Pirate Party. EU governments will now have no choice but move the destruction of secure encryption from their position on this proposal. So basically, if you use encryption on your email, the government is not going to be allowed to have a backdoor into that content. So this is a big move. Big, big, big move. You know, the battle between Android and Apple, to be honest with you, I find myself using my Android phone about 50% more at this point. I really do. But they say there's still a small number of folks that are former Android users that are migrating to iPhone. According to a report by the Consumer Intelligence Research Partnership, based on data from U.S. consumers from the past 5 years, showed that the proportion of iPhone buyers who were formerly Android users fell to 13% last year from 15% in 2022. However, that's still a higher proportion than in 2020 and 2021, when the number was 11%. So I just find it amazing. Over the 5 years, the largest increase in Android users switching over to iPhones were the Samsung Galaxy S22 Ultra for Android and iPhone 13 Pro and iPhone 13 Pro Max. I have a Samsung Galaxy S22 Ultra. Love that phone. Absolutely love that device. And I think I have an iPhone 12, so I'm you know, a few versions behind. This is not something I normally cover. This is an interesting story. It's about money laundering. Money laundering activity spread across more services in 2023. So let me give you the number here. And I'm not going to go into this article in detail. In 2023, illicit addresses sent $22.2 billion worth of cryptocurrency to services, which is a significant decrease from the $31.5 billion sent in 2022. Some of this drop may be attributed to an overall decrease in crypto transaction volume, both legitimate and illicit. However, the drop in money laundering activity was steeper at 29.5% compared to 14.9% drop in the total transaction volume. And I don't know how they understand this. They talk about destination of funds, leaving illicit wallets, how they're getting it out via fiat. In other words, how they're off-ramping it into dollars or whatever currency. It's very, very curious. Link will be in the show notes. You can all check it out. It is pretty amazing what they're doing. And you think about crypto, it's not surprising that that's being used quite a bit to move illicit money. SpaceX moves its legal home to Texas from Delaware. And he is set on leaving Delaware after the judge in the state tossed out his $56 billion Tesla pay package. And he's encouraging companies to leave Delaware. And he's considering moving more of his companies out of states he currently originated them out of. GM Super Cruise expansion adds 750,000 miles of rural roads. That's interesting. So the upgrade is set to be completed by 2025. And the Cruise expansion, Super Cruise expansion, I guess this is drivability. This basically allows you to have hands-off driving capability. The Super Cruise can only operate on designated roads that have been LiDAR scanned for GM by a third-party contractor. That generates maps showing lane-level data, topography, the radius of road curves, and more, allowing Super Cruise to adjust speeds when necessary. The automaker is taking a slow approach to its driver assistance system compared to Tesla, which offers a $12,000 full self-driving system that can operate on any city street. So we'll see where this leads for you Chevy fans out there. Collins Aerospace is working on the next spacesuit, and they're using a retired astronaut that's had 5 spacewalks to do that. And so it's an interesting article about the development and testing and the new suit. And, you know, this is something that's we've talked about on many times on the show because, you know, for a very, very long time, the number of suits at the International Space Station has been declining, operational suits. Robin Peter to pay Paul because they're very aged and hard to maintain at this point. So we'll see. But a lot of testing going on with the new suit. If you're a Windows user, Zoom patches a critical security flaw across its Windows apps. Update now to stay safe. You'll probably have the update forced upon you the next time you log in. In a very, very weird... Let me just explain this. The Guardian is reporting voices of the dead. Shooting victims plead for gun reform with AI voice messages. 6 years ago today, Joaquin Oliver was killed in a hallway outside his Florida classroom. One of 17 students and staff members murdered in the worst high school shooting in the U.S. On Wednesday, lawmakers in Washington, D.C. will hear his voice, recreated by artificial intelligence in phone calls demanding to know why they've done nothing to tackle the plague of gun violence. He says, it's been 6 years and you've done nothing, not a thing, to stop all the shootings that have happened since. So they're using his voice, cloning it, to send these very highly charged messages. So it talks about the parents' reactions to hearing it. She said, I know this is just an illusion, that it's not true, but in that moment, you forget about what you're listening to, why you are listening, and you just wish from the bottom of your heart he can just say, hi, Mom. How are you? One more time. So this has got to be painful, and the parents that are participating in this are very, very, very brave. You know, will Face ID be able to be continue to be used on apps? You know, I'm thinking about removing Face ID login to my banking apps because cyber criminals are stealing Face ID scans to break into mobile banking accounts. A Chinese-speaking cyber crime group dubbed Gold Factory started distributing Trojanized smartphone apps. However, the latest version has been around since October. They trick users into form of biometric verification checks that are ultimately used to bypass the same checks employed by legitimate banking apps. So in other words, they're using app to collect biometrics. So, and it's not just Android devices they're doing this collection on. They're doing it on iOS devices as well. So I just don't understand why the app manufacturers or why Apple and Google can't get a handle on this. I really do not understand. I really, really don't. Again, I want to thank our insiders. And if you become an insider, go over to geekandcentral.com/insider. Value for value, time, talent, or treasure. We appreciate those of you that contribute your time and talent and those of you that contribute your treasure. Don't forget about our sponsor, GoDaddy, at geekandcentral.com/GoDaddy. It's been my pleasure to bring you the show today. I hope you all stay safe. Have a great weekend. I'll be back with you Monday for another edition of the Geek and Central podcast. Take care. Stay safe. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.